Welcome to the She Can Have It All podcast with me, Sammy. I'm a certified RTT therapist and I specialise in shifting women's self-sabotaging patterns, that be thoughts or behaviours, and into self-love, self-belief and self-worth, because those three magical components are what will entirely, completely and permanently change your life. So you've been drawn to this show for a reason. If you're fed up with life not being how you want it to be and you deserve it to be, or even you're just fed up with yourself repeating the same patterns of behaviour over and over, well, on this podcast I bring my own life stories and experience, my science-based therapy knowledge and background, and transformational insights just for you, so that you can finally decide that you can have it all, because life gets to be really good. Hello, hello, hello. Happy fucking Monday. How are we all? So, I'm back to Monday releases now. I used to do midweek. Now we're going for the Monday vibe because Monday's a Monday, isn't it? It's the start of the week, just like the start of the month, just like the start of the year, just like the start of your life. Everybody loves a Monday, right? Because we can get things going again, start again, look at things again, reflect again, manifest again, put goals out there again. Like, this is your reset button to just forget about whatever it is that's happened. And this is what I want to talk about today. We're going to talk about what self-worth means and how to actually just decide today, right here, right now, on this podcast with me, that whatever happened in your past, like, you don't need to take that forward to tomorrow. You don't need to take that forward to your next thought, to the next second. Like, you get to reinvent who you are, essentially, as a person. And it doesn't matter how funny or cliche or whatever that sounds like, it is true. Like, the machine that you are in, the person that you are, the mind that you have, who runs that? Like, do you run it, or does everyone else around you run it? Does the life around you run it? Does the world around you run it? And you are a machine. Like, we are beautiful, wonderful, flowy, like, emotional, free little machines, with odd tastes and characteristics and different personalities and whatever, but we are a machine. Like, the reason why you respond to things in the way that you do is because of the way that your machine is programmed inside of your mind. Like, imagine if you didn't have that little machine inside of your mind, like, how great would your life be? Because you actually wouldn't give a shit, would you? Like, you wouldn't ever store memories, you wouldn't ever have that subconscious part of your mind that holds onto the memories of things that have happened to you in the past that caused you to feel some kind of trauma, the fear of being judged, not liked, not good enough, abandoned, not belonging, laughed at, whatever, right? You would never have this little subconscious mind, this little, God, that's a lie, it's not little, this machine that stores all of that shit and brings it forward with you every second of every day to keep you essentially alive, thriving, going for pleasure, away from pain, following the familiar. All the stuff it does is because it thinks you need it and is to look after you. But imagine if we were not these little machines and didn't remember all of that. You would never remember the thing that the teacher said, the way you got bullied at school, what your parents said to you, the pressure they put on you, a past relationship that hurt you, someone's opinion that just wasn't necessary, but you literally cannot get rid of it and fully believe whatever they said is actually you. Like, it sounds ludicrous, doesn't it? But we do that. We do that, especially as young children. Like, if someone says something to you, you don't forget that. They can comment on your body, they can comment on you as a person. Oh, you're really stupid, aren't you? Or you can't read, you're dyslexic, you're not going to get anywhere. You're really ugly, or, oh, how chunky are you? Just something that's really fucking inappropriate. But that will stick in your mind like glue, and your little machine little big machine inside of your mind running you will hold on to that and will continually tell you, you're stupid, you can't go for that job, you're stupid, don't do public speaking, you're going to get laughed at, you're stupid, do not go out on that day, why the hell would that guy ever want to date you, you're stupid, do not put your opinion out there, do not put your business idea out there, do not put your face on Instagram, just do not say anything, you're stupid. Like, that is how we run, that's the subconscious mind. So, the point of this podcast, worthiness. I'm a self-worth RTT therapist and also a qualified life coach. Why do I go for self-worth? Right, so self-worth is the value in which you give yourself as a person. So, do you think you are worthy of the love, the happiness, the success, the belonging, the community, the support, the wonderful dreamy life, the ability to go for your goals, the ability to succeed like others do, to have the accolades that others do, to just be loved, to like just live in joy, to wake up every day and do what you want to do? Like, do you feel, do you have this value on yourself that you believe that you're worthy of all of that stuff? Is it high or is it low? So your level of self-worth is the value in which you give yourself, essentially meaning, like, what do you think that you deserve? And so many people are so far at the bottom of that scale, it is ridiculous. That the saying goes, damn it, a saying literally just popped into my head and now it has gone. You are your own worst enemy, right? You are your own worst enemy because you are the person that is inside of your mind, repetitively, unknowingly, and on default, subconsciously, telling yourself how unworthy you are, devaluing yourself continuously as a human being, as a woman, as a mother, as a partner, as a friend, as a businesswoman, continually putting yourself down again in your worth, feeling like you were, your value is very little. Essentially, you deserve very little. And where the fuck does that even come from? Okay, so it comes from your past. It comes from things that have happened to you. It comes from the memories that have stored, the traumatic things that have happened, things that cause you to have heightened emotions, and it just goes on repetition because the neuroplasticity that you have in your mind that creates pathways to run your life, basically. The more that you do something over and over, like tie your laces in a certain way, brush your teeth in a certain way, the more that you do that, the stronger that neuroplasticity, the stronger that pathway is wired into your mind, the more that it just is a belief and so just defaultly is you. So if you have things that have happened to you in the past, or you, people don't even have to say things to you, okay? Like, things can just happen. You can just pick up a belief from something that actually could be really, like, on the surface level, minuscule. Like, a lot of my clients that come to me, when we go through what's happened, like where this limiting belief has come from, why you do such a thing, let's say binge eating. A lot of women come to me for binge eating, and we go back at the start of the RTT session, we go into hypnotherapy, hypnosis, go back into the memory to understand what lies beneath. Like, why do you have this behavior? What is the belief behind that? What's the feeling behind that? What actually happened? What at the point in your life was the root cause of this? And it doesn't have to be that I never had any food. Do you know what I mean? It could literally be that you saw that other people around you, I don't even need to like make this up. Let me have a think about what came up for the last people that I worked with for binge eating. So obviously I won't use names, confidentiality and all that. The last stuff that came up was, I do remember, do you know what, actually, I remember someone a long time ago whose memory really was actually really positive stuff. Their grandma just loved them, and they loved them with food. Like, food was such a big part of their family and their life, and it was love. Like, now that's a really nice thing, isn't it? But then it's turned into a part of their life now where when they're stressful, when they struggle, when they have low emotions, they go to food because food is love to them. So it doesn't have to be something horrendous, but it has created this pathway in her mind to make her go to that food all the time without even realizing that that is what she's doing, or actually understanding her mind, and then putting like what we would call like just like stopping that path in its track. That's what we do in RTT. Then we go, because we do that, we go through CBT, we go through NLP, psychotherapy, all the different therapy methods in a package, enabling you to understand it and then actually there and then change that pathway, put something new in its place, and you get the recording to wire it in continuously. That is what Warren fires it over and over and over until it releases the old and replaces it with the new thing that you do want. So, self-worth therapist, and why I focus on that is because the value in which you give yourself affects every detail of your life. Relationships, careers, health, your body image, binge eating, food problems, weight problems. All of those issues, the things that are the most important to you in your life, all of them happen in the way that they do because of the value in which you give yourself, the way that you think about yourself. That's it. Like, every single time. So, how do we move forward? This is what you have to do. You have to recognize, where has this issue come from? Try and maybe do a bit of self-actualization work. What has happened in my life? What can I think of in my life? A memory in my life that has made me feel like my value is so little. Who did it come from? Whose belief was that? Why did they put it on me? What was it that was said? How did it make me feel? Is it true? Fucking no. That's their shit. That's not yours. This is the best way to move forward, right? That is their shit. It is not mine. If it was a negative experience, or if it was just literally something that you've picked up from the community around you, the environment that you're in, your peers, because of the way that they believe things should happen in life or believe things about themselves, that is nothing to do with you. It's not yours. You can leave that at the front door and shut it. You get to just make a decision, right? So when you just make a decision, you are putting out there into the universal energy that I am deciding from this moment on that I am not moving forward as the little girl that I used to be, because I don't need to continue on that pattern anymore. I am not in that life experience anymore. Nobody is my... You have your parent, but they do not need to father and mother you. Nobody needs to be a carer for you anymore. You get to do that for yourself. You are your own parent now. You are now an adult. That shit that you picked up doesn't matter anymore. Surfacely, it's really easy for me to say. That's why a lot of people come to me for RTT sessions. And if you are interested, follow the links that I've put in the episode note. We can have consultation, of course, and go forward. But that's what we like to look at here. That was not my shit. I need to move forward. I didn't make that up for myself. You're born into this world, empty little vessel, believing, feeling, thinking nothing. You picked all of that baggage up from the world around you. Like, that's not yours in the first place. You don't have to believe in a certain way just because somebody else does. You don't have to believe that, like, let's be really traditional, that you've got to be married, that you have to have a mortgage, you've got to have kids by the time you're 30, just because your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents and your great-great-great-great-great and all that, just because it was their tradition, like in their generations, does not mean to be your issue. It's not really anymore. It's being fought a lot more now that, like, life is different now. You don't, but it is really difficult to, like, kind of change that generational belief systems, because it's like, think about it. What's your worry? It's your worry that you're not going to please those people in your life that want you to do that. That's what it comes down to. You want to make other people happy because you want to be liked, you want to be loved, you want to belong, you want to fit in, which is really fucking amazing. Like, your mind is trying to keep you thriving and surviving, and I get it, but you need to get to a point in your life where it's just damaging you too much. And then you come, you have the type of therapy that you need. You work with me, you work with someone else that aligns with you. You do whatever it is you think is going to work for you. But the reason why you don't value yourself so much is because you've picked something up from your past that just is not yours. And you get to change that and you get to decide, right, I'm moving forward, like right now. Making a decision, it's putting out there with conviction that you are confident in yourself. It's not caring about what other people think anymore. Like, not to a point where you're like, oh, I just don't care about anyone. It's not about that. It's about, like, you just get to decide, like, what you're going to do and feel and believe and think as a human being. And, like, what everybody else does, like, that's theirs. Like, that's, like, yeah, cool, that's good for you to do that, but that's not me. Right? It's, like, it's actually a really selfless thing to do, because you're not putting pressure on another human being to make you feel good anymore, to like approve of you and give you the accreditation that you really, really want, because you just don't need it now. You're going to value yourself. So actually not caring about what other people think is actually really selfless. Like, yeah, I'm going to do what I want, because I really don't need you to like pick me up or like value me anymore or tell me that I'm good. Like, it's okay, I've got that. Like, you do you and I'll do mine, and then we'll be great. Like, we'll all come back together and love ourselves. And life will be really easy because no pressure's on one another anymore. Yeah, that would be great. Let's just do that. Let's just all do that. Easier said than done, hey? But it's a place in which you can get, it's a place in which you can gradually step towards and make progress towards getting there. Sometimes you may never be 100%, but it doesn't matter. It's like you've got an objective you're going to work towards, and you just take every step every day to get there faster and faster and wire it in more and more. And it's like, I very often use the term, it's not about not fucking up. It's not about not having these shitty opinions of yourself or like triggers, yeah? But when it happens, it's about having a faster recovery rate. That's what we want. We want you to be self-aware, recognise, and then put in place of that old default pathway something new. So whatever an old trigger might be that made you perhaps go down some self-destructive path where you would then just maybe like go to bed and hide, you're going to recognise that as you're going up the stairs to go to your bed, and then you're going to be like, beep, 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 back down the stairs. And do something else. Think another way. Do a different thing. Change that pathway. Value yourself. Bring up your self-worth. Like, upgrade everything that's going on internally. Upgrade that system to the present, to what you want it to be. Like, the way that it is now is running off of the past of you as a child. Let's upgrade it to you now as the adult as you want to be. So I hope that's made sense. And like, I really would love to know what you think, and join me over on Instagram at Sammy Alice Therapy. Say hey. I'm always doing stories. Usually last couple of days I was actually really busy, so I haven't. I do apologize, but I'm very often there. But anyway, yeah, please do share this episode with anyone you think it could do some favors for, but you know, could support someone. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, give me a like, give me a review. Subscribe, and we can be friends forever. So anyway, happy Monday, happy fucking Monday. Let's do this.